It's time to get your ears fucked.
Obama!
Welcome to Sold Out Cast.
Well, speaking of the American dream, if there's an American dream, I'm going to paraphrase the great prophet of our times, Animal Mother, it's going to be Poontang.
Animal Mother? I don't know what that is.
Full Metal Jacket. You Philistine.
Animal Mother, though, I don't get that.
Animal Mother, that was his name. Adam Baldwin in Full Metal Jacket.
That's his character's name?
Yes.
Man, I haven't seen that movie in a million years.
It's based on a book, and the guy's named Animal Mother, too, in the book.
I didn't even know Adam Baldwin was...
Or not Adam... Is it Adam?
Vincent D'Onofrio?
No.
He was Pyle.
No, the guy that played Jane in Firefly, that's Adam Baldwin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Adam Baldwin.
Yeah.
He would have been like...
He would have been like 12, yeah.
That was Animal Mother.
Looked that up. Yeah. What if you look it up while I do the intro?
I guarantee it's him.
Full Metal Jacket, that came out like
70. I'll bet money on it. Who wants to bet me money?
I have like $250 in my pocket.
I don't have that much in my pocket.
Oh, look at that. See how quickly he folds?
That's why he was won the $20.
Must not be, that's all I'm saying. Not be too confident.
Full Metal Jacket.
This is number 1-6. Six, got to watch my explosives. Of the Sold Outcast podcast, we are on location. I don't know if we should say the name because we're not...
It's Steve's Studios.
We're at Steve's... No, that's Outback Steakhouse.
I got to say,
We're Natty Slice.
Mike, he's right. It's Adam Baldwin. Wow.
I told you.
You should have done it.
I didn't want to take your money.
Well, I would have backslided anyways.
Fucking Welsher.
That's right. So here we are. We're at Natty Slice Studios, I guess. So if you hear some rambunctious banter in the background, it's because we're at a bar, sort of.
It's a pub.
I don't know how you would describe this place.
Well, one side is a sort of sports bar, sports watch,
pizza
clock.
Pub.
Numbers on a dial, the thing that doesn't really exist that we pretend exists because it gives us sanity,
and they have really
athletic chronology,
very funky fans.
There you go, that's what I'm talking about.
Athletic chronology,
yes.
And then this side is Robbie
Welfos.
Professors and hippies.
I'm gonna go with Robbie E's. No, that's Robbie's. We're at Robbie's.
Robbie's.
This one is... Let me introduce. To my left, starting forward for the thing.
Steve Studios Library.
You know him, you love him. He's a wooer of women. He's a philosopher. His name is Rob Bastard. Across from me, starting small forward for the Louisville Rainbows.
I'm so glad that's not even a real organization.
I wish it was. Good friend. I think you've been on this before. A couple times, right?
Never, first time.
Feels like the first time. It's been a while since you had that. Jacob Drake.
Popping my cherry.
Yeah. You can do it all over. Some women pay good money for that. Like for real, did you know that?
No.
Some women pay money to get plastic surgery.
Oh, they have their hymen rebuilt.
Oh, that thing, yeah, about popping cherries. I should have gotten.
Women have that done for guys? Like, what?
No, they don't do it for guys.
Like, yeah, because tell with guys.
Well, maybe that next time you're single and you go on OkCupid, you should put that on your dating profile.
They don't have such a thing as a guyman.
That would be wonderful if they did.
Maybe
they do, and it's just part of the foreskin, and we don't know.
Well, I kind of missed out on that.
I feel like we should create a fake dating profile, and one of the things on there should be must either be virgin or be willing to reattach your hymen, right at the top. Or you should message me if...
I'm in the process of regrowing my foreskin, so you should be in the process of restructuring your hymen.
Well, that would mean that you would say that the guy's putting effort into it also, which...
But it should be.
Well, it should be, but this guy, no. This guy...
Are we talking about Rob? Because Rob would not do that.
Hey, I'm happy with my penis the way it is.
So, we normally don't really talk politicking too much on here, at least in the past, because a lot of people just don't want to. But I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Damn right.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to fucking bitch and complain, because I've had it up to here and I can't have it anymore. That's what I said.
He was pointing at his ass.
Right, right. way up there. And not in a good way. So I'll throw it right out. I've been a Bernie Sanders supporter since the first day where he was standing, you know, with the fucking duct taped banner above him. Like,
he's Bernie sexual.
Yes.
I was a supporter before that.
Well, yeah, cool, because I knew who he was.
Yeah, I saw him in a couple of documentaries, and he was interviewed.
Do you want to name drop him?
No.
You don't want to name drop him? Okay.
And I saw him on The Daily Show. And I remember watching it at my parents' house. It was just me and my mom watching it. And I said out loud, I was like, this man needs to run for president. And who would have known 2 years later that he did? And I was like, that's it. I'm surprised.
Probably about that same time he was on Real Time as the intro interview. And Bill Maher said it a couple times during that. He's like, of course, he smiles it off because he's still, you know, this was probably 2014. You know, it was still quite a bit of the way. So. You also, you've got your car, your Fiat out there, your little socialist vehicle.
Two Bernie stickers and a Celis Wilder sticker.
But
that's the other one. It's not a sticker,
windshield wiper. Finger, thumb, or is it a thumb?
It's a thumbs up.
I wish it was a pointer. I think
it's thumbs up for Bernie. It should really just like kind of shake and just have the hand out so it like looks like Bernie talking. Just like waving his hands, flailing around like a wacky waving
playboy
flailing
tube
man.
That, like, it kills me.
What?
Like,
the him waving his arms? He's an old Jewish man from New York. Well, what do you expect him to do?
What they don't understand is all these politicians, they hire consultants. And these consultants basically go to focus groups and they test things. And so whenever you see a politician, like, doing their fists.
Like Bill and Hillary do?
That's because the consultant said people don't like it. When you point fingers, because
right.
It makes it, because they think it makes it seem like they're talking down to you. I'm not saying that that's true or not, but that just shows that he's not wasting money on some douchebag that just goes in a room full of people and says, "Hey, what do you want him to say, or what do you want him to do, or how do you want him to act?" Okay, and then Rob, I don't know what you are, Rob.
Nobody knows.
It's a mystery. You're the wild card.
I am a contrarian.
It's true. Yeah, I was recently reminded of that.
A contrarian?
Though,
curmudgeon?
I'll put it this way. My two favorite candidates of the major parties in this election have been Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump.
Well, I mean, they're the two major candidates that are making everyone else mad.
Yeah, they're outsiders.
Yeah, they're pissing people off. And that's what I like about both of them.
They're sticking into the establishment,
I would
too.
Love to see them run on the same ticket. I think that would totally ass-fuck all their fans.
Oh, man, it would be the worst nightmare for so many people. So I tried to get a Trump supporter on here, and I also tried to get a Hillary or just a general Democrat on here, and I failed on both accounts. So it's unfortunate because I really wanted that other viewpoint, because we're probably going to agree on a lot of stuff. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, because I got shit I want to talk about, and that's what we're going to talk about. So I have, up until recently, my general position on the what if Bernie Sanders doesn't get the nomination has been, until he's not there, that's who I support.
Yep.
Once he's not there, Hillary Clinton and the Republican will both have their chance to win my vote. Because that's how it works. That's why it's called campaigning. It's not called going around and just telling you to vote for me because you owe me your vote. It's called I go out there, I convince you why I'm the best person to represent you in whatever office it is, whether it's federal, state, local. So that was always my position. If she gets it, she has her chance to convince me why she's not who I think she is. That's kind of changed a little bit, I think, in the last couple weeks. Now that after Bernie had that big winning streak and then he lost New York, and then the last probably 2 weeks, I've changed. I have went full blown, will not vote for her under any circumstance. I would have, the only circumstance I can tell you where I would
have. So you're saying that you would vote for her?
No, I will not.
Oh, you will not.
I will never vote for her.
So you would vote for Trump?
Probably not. I'd probably just not vote for either. I'd either.
So you'd vote third party.
Or I'd leave it blank.
I've kind of switched because I'm kind of with you. I thought the same thing. I was like, you know what? I'm going to vote blue. Whoever gets the blue ticket vote, that's what I'll do, because we really can't risk fascists taking over.
Yeah.
We can't.
Well, that's...
And that's exactly what it is. Did I steal your talking point?
No, no, because I'm going to... Do you... Is that what, how you still think?
No. Okay. What, about fascists?
Right.
Yes, but no, but about...
Well, about who are fascists, I guess, is...
But about Hillary...
Because there we're going to have an argument.
Well, no, I think we'll be in agreeance, but what... Not saying Hillary is a fascist. That's not what I'm saying. No,
I think she is a fascist. And I'm going to tell you
I think she has leanings. I think she has
leanings. No. What is fascism?
Authoritarianism.
Fascism is a combination of government and business.
Mm. It's got a strong nationalistic component, though.
The oligarchies are fascist. So, yeah, it's an economic fascism.
So is she not, by that definition?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The same definition. People are like...
I don't disagree with that.
People are like, well, Donald Trump is a fascist because he gets up there and he says... This is about Mexicans, this is about Muslims, blah, 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 blah. That doesn't make him a fascist. That makes him just a douchebag racist.
But was Hitler not a douchebag racist before he became chancellor?
I would not call Donald Trump a racist, though. Mexican is not a race. Mexican's a nationality.
Good point. That's true. I didn't say he was.
Jews are not it's an ethnicity, not a race.
I didn't
Same
say
thing.
He was.
And people will call Hitler a racist.
I guess I feel like in the way that you are saying, like in Hitler, Mussolini, blah, 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 you have to earn that level of... No, I mean it,
You
though.
Have to earn it.
That level...
If you want to be a fascist, you're going to work for it, and you're going to earn it, damn it.
Exactly. No, if you have to earn that level of...
Shittiness?
Just horrible, like, going to be in the history books forever for being a horrible person. Like, Hitler was just a sad artist. Long before he was a fascist, totalitarian
dictator.
He
was a socialist before he was a fascist.
Well,
he remained a socialist, pretty much. Nazis are socialists.
They're
national,
not, though.
Yes, they are.
It's just in the title. It isn't actually.
No, they push
for private industry, though.
They also push for workers' rights.
Yes.
They push for a lot of things in the socialist platform.
Okay, well, we can get to this later. I will say this, that socialism is a tool, and it's been used for really bad things. And that would be one of those situations. It's very easy to use socialism in a negative sense and to use it to control people.
Any ism can be used for that.
True. But that's a whole other thing.
That's a philosophical
issue. That happened on Rod's Facebook the other day.
But going back, just rewinding a little bit about what I was saying about voting strictly blue, is if it comes down to it, I'm writing Bernie in. There's no other candidate, in my opinion. For me.
Yeah, if it would let me write in, that's what I would do. I would not vote for Clinton. I mean, I'm not saying that there's... I don't foresee me ever voting for Donald Trump.
I would like to invite those who are disappointed with their choices this November to draw in a picture of my penis.
Well, then
we would have to see your penis to draw it. And please do not pull it out right now.
I thought you were...
We're in a family establishment. It's hardly a family establishment, really.
Well, there's families, I'm sure, in there.
There are, but it's not, you know, they're the...
How do you think families get here? You can't have a family without a penis.
Can't have family without old dick.
Well, that's not really true.
Okay. Well
yeah. You can turkey baste it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You still need a penis at some point.
Do you?
I mean, you need sperm. You need sperm to make
you
a baby.
You need... Right. Sperm to get pregnant, which comes from a penis, but to have a family.
I can make this really complicated right now.
All right. Let's.
You can have somebody with congenital adrenal hyperplasia and extract from their
Just say yes and we'll move on.
I'm just saying sperm is necessary for humanity.
That puts a really weird picture in my head.
At least it's not on your face.
If I'm not right, I'm the first to admit that I'm not right.
I got sounds over here.
That, yeah.
Did it shock you?
It was a little weirded me out. I thought I need to start taking my meds.
Let's get back to the whole, is Donald Trump a fascist and should we be afraid of him? This is really when I want to get to the heart at. I say no.
I say yes.
Well, okay, so I watched a whole fucking thing with Cenk Uygur the other day where he's like, Donald Trump doesn't know any rules. He's just going to do what he wants to do. And I'm like, you can't do that. You can't. That's not how it works. There's separation of power. There's people who will say no. Not only are there people that say no, there's more people who will say no because nobody is going to try to help him. Paul Ryan hates Donald Trump And as long as Donald Trump is doing things Paul Ryan doesn't want him to do, the entire Congress is going to fight Donald Trump
as much as... What was your definition of fascism again?
Business plus government.
Is that not Donald Trump?
Together.
Currently.
From that...
From
yes,
now that
yes,
he's
yes,
wanting
yes,
to
yes.
run
hold
for
on,
president.
Hold on, hold on. But when people say Donald Trump is a fascist, they're not talking about that.
No, but...
They're talking about fucking Holocaust.
They're talking... Yeah.
Gas chambers.
Yeah. Mussolini.
Mussolini.
Hitler.
Right.
And I say he's more like Mussolini than Hitler. I'm tired of the Hitler argument. He's definitely
he's not
more
like
either.
Mussolini. He's just an asshole.
Mussolini was totally an asshole.
Yeah, but Mussolini was a guy that controlled an entire country solely.
I think to have fascism, you need an element of militarism, and you really don't have that with Trump.
Oddly enough, it's kind of... it's.
I mean, he was what, in the academy or something?
No, it was a prep school. Yeah, it was a military prep school. You know, it wasn't even a real...
He's playing a character anyways.
Right. But he's in. He's in it to win it for Hillary. That's what he's in it for. He's pulling Republican and extremist right wing votes so that, as we've seen, other candidates
totally
have dropped out. I predicted this months ago, and it's happened. The other candidates have dropped out. Hillary's going to get the majority of the votes. And what's in it for him? She's all for the TPP, and that's going to help him with his trade deals, his companies, and he's all about China. We know that.
I don't know.
I think Trump is too much of a narcissist to be doing
it for Hillary. Oh, he's totally a narcissist.
Hillary.
I don't think
may have started out that way.
I think if he realizes, hey, I've got a chance to be president, should I be president and make my own deals, or should I put Hillary in office and have her make my deals for me? No, he's going to go with himself. It's all about the Donald. It's not about, you know, Hillary scratching his back.
I think
that's a little too much conspiracy theory to say that he's doing it for Hillary.
Okay, let me say this. I do believe in conspiracy theories when it comes to the Clintons because they are the most powerful family in this country, without a doubt.
If not the most influential.
I believe in the deal between her
and
Obama.
What about the Kardashians? Kardashians versus Clintons?
Yeah, I don't know. Clintons, man.
Clintons.
I believe in the deal between Obama and Clinton way back in 2008. When Bill went out there and gave like the best speech ever for Obama at the convention. And then sure enough, these two people who have been hating each other.
Oh, yeah.
For 2 years, suddenly she's Secretary of State. Come on. Right. And he was supposed to turn around and endorse her, but he didn't. He held back. And then Bill Clinton went out and said a bunch of bullshit about Obama. And then now it's kind of more kind of helping Hillary along a little bit without directly doing it.
But they also have the burn book.
Well, yeah, they get the whole thing where they, the favors and the fucking mafia.
And then we all know how let's look at how anything functions, money.
Well,
follow the money trail. Look at where everything is going for them. Like the Clinton Foundation, it's clearly money laundering.
Oh, yeah, the Clinton Foundation is the height. You know, people want to talk about these emails. Shit, fucking investigate the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, yeah. And what about like how she was bragging about how, like, okay, granted, Bernie was an independent Democratic Socialist of Vermont senator. Okay. He becomes a Democrat when he runs for president. Okay. So what? But he plans on being a Democrat from here out. And he has given money to the Democratic Party. And she's saying that he's this outsider that has done nothing for the party. He's not contributed, that she has contributed so much more. And during her campaign, she's raised millions and millions of dollars, $61 million, in fact. And she's saying she raised that for the Democratic Party. For the states, the different states' Democratic parties. In fact, of that $61 million, $60 million has gone to her campaign and the Clinton Foundation, while $1 million has gone to the states' parties. That's not much at all.
There's a time when a podcast becomes something more than it was. When comedy progresses beyond the usual gags and punchlines. When entertainment becomes more than just a distraction from the mundane. Here at Sold Outcast, we believe in the simple things. Bold new ideas mixed with traditional banter between flawed but lovable characters who say all the horrible things you were thinking. The sort of people you enjoy listening to on your favorite media device, but if you ever actually met them, you would absolutely fucking hate the assholes. This is the first step into making things better, to go forward and never look back, to ignore history and repeat the same mistakes, but more impressive than ever before. Updated, renewed, and ready to introduce a new paradigm in trolling. This is Sold Outcast. Make Internet Great Again.
Because she did not support same-sex marriage until, became close. Oh, she evolved? Really?
She evolved, man.
Evolved when it becomes politically convenient.
That's what it is. I mean, it's all your viewpoint. You know, it's easy to look at that and say, oh, she should have had that the entire time. The other viewpoint is, she eventually realized she was wrong.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. And Obama, when he was confronted about it, because he was for civil unions. And then he started speaking
with fucking politicians, man.
That's true. But he started speaking with...
There's only two right now running that'll just say whatever they want to say.
No.
Yes.
There's one that will say whatever he wants to say to get reactions out of people.
Well, I don't mean that. But there are two people who are authentically just saying what they believe.
Mm.
Not what they're being told to say.
That's true. Yeah.
What tests, what...
But
anyway,
Obama had spoke with...
Obama!
Some...
Do you remember that? Do you remember that?
South Park?
No. When... When Hank Williams Jr. went on Fox and Friends... And I guess Obama was playing golf with Netanyahu, which that's a whole nother topic. And they were asking Hank Williams Jr. for some reason what he thought about it. And at one point he just goes, Obama! And he said, it's like, no, who was he playing? He wasn't playing with golf with Netanyahu. It was someone else. No, it was John Boehner.
That's an odd.
Obama playing golf with John Boehner. And
I do remember that.
And he goes, That's like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu. I don't think that means anything. I don't think it does. Obama! Anyway, I interrupted you. Obama!
Obama. He had met with some gays and lesbians and listened to their opinions, and then he also listened to his daughters. You know, younger generation is typically more open about alternatives.
You know, Bernie panders too, though.
Oh yeah, all politicians.
Thus, his meeting with tax evader, riot starter Al Sharpton.
But the
didn't work out for him. Al Sharpton was always going to.
The point I'm making though is Obama changed his opinion and admitted he was wrong and why he changed his opinion. Hillary, on the other hand, when she was called out about not supporting say, she's like, "Oh, I've always supported same sex marriages."
Yeah,
she said that. That's a quote in the you can look up the video.
Oh, no.
And then there's videos of her saying, "I don't support same sex marriage. I think it's between a man and a woman. It is a sacred bond." And she has said this multiple times. So it's like she's like, "Oh no, I've always supported it." Did you? Because you're saying that you didn't. I'm not sure which Hillary are we getting? And Anderson Cooper asked her, do you change your voice depending on who you talk to? Absolutely, she does. But of course, she said, no.
No, I do not. So I'm going to have you do something real quick. Take this and just move it like 3 inches that way. Whoa. Don't worry. You're muted. I decided that you can't talk right now.
Well, I'm a man, so 3 inches is...
Whoa. Does your boyfriend know something that we don't know?
No, because I'm bigger than him.
Oh.
Actually, we're about the same size.
Oh, so you've already threw it out there.
Don't
try to walk it back. That's a good thought. I'm sure there's some comparison as far as lesbians also. Like, if you're a dude and you meet a dude and you hit it off, but one of you is like, when you drop it on a table.
A baby's arm.
Right. The other one is
baby's
like,
arm holding an apple.
Arm holding a sweet apple.
The other one's like a fucking pinky. Is that weird? Do you hope to just meet someone that's of the same proportions? Unless you're like a sissy or something. I mean that not in a derogatory way.
It does happen.
Well,
but
I'm sure it does happen. But
typically, on average, gay men aren't going to find a smaller penis because, on the whole, gay men have bigger dicks than straight men. Scientifically
really?
Proven.
Scientifically
it proven. Is, yes.
Someone had a study.
Yes.
Are you sure they didn't just have a study and a bunch of, leather daddies decided to show up? Hey, man, check out this study. No, let's go skew it.
It's actually
let's go skew it.
Very extensive sociological and medical sex.
Well, you know, if that is true, thank God for that.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
I don't have a baby's arm, so.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it is pretty true that gay men tend to be better looking than straight men, and they stay in shape and stuff, and, you know.
But that's also, you know, sociological.
If gay men were straight, they'd get a lot more pussy than the straight guys would.
Hey, it is what it is. Discussion over.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you
for
being gay.
Okay, well, let's play worst case scenario. All right. We got Hillary and Donald.
Oh, we're not talking about disparate penis size between gay lovers.
I think we are the only people that can talk about politics and intermittently bring up sex.
Actually,
I
kind of had a question about that.
Okay.
Sex and penises?
Do gay men generally prefer large penises in their buttholes, or, you know, does it matter, you know? Because vaginas are different than penises.
I got a story.
I mean, different vaginas are different than buttholes.
I got a story. I got a story. Ready for this? Okay.
Yeah.
Halloween. Halloween. Went to a karaoke
bar.
This past Halloween. Went to a karaoke bar with the girl I was dating and one of her friends. And they got loaded. I was okay to drive. They got loaded, though, because I was driving. So that's why. We went to leave, and there was a guy outside, like a Sean Astin looking dude, like a hobbit. And he was fucking toast, and he just goes, "You know what I want right now?" And there was someone else out there. I don't know who the fuck he was talking
to. He said he wanted a big dick in his ass.
I just want a big fucking dick in my asshole.
How did I know where this was going?
And of course, the girl I was with, like, immediately was like attention and beelined over to have this fucking conversation with him. Anyway, we all got.
Was
in the
he
car.
So drunk? But he was straight, and he's just
no. He was. Oh. He was.
Oh
yeah,
queen.
No,
queen
B. But flamboyant. It was very obvious. He was very happy.
Oh, as my grandmother used to say, very sweet.
Yeah, very sweet. Anyway, they all got in the car, and I brought that up. I was like, you know, I'm kind of surprised that that's like something a dude would like call out for because of how you're gonna have intercourse. Like a big, giant, fucking, like, behemoth.
I mean,
outside of like fetishists, like, you know, guys who want to get plowed by like a big black cock and all that stuff.
Why is it got to be black?
It doesn't have to be. I'm saying, but outside of like the fetish of, I just want some guy to destroy me and I'm not going to shit right for 2 weeks or whatever.
I think women think that too. Not the shitting right for 2 weeks, but the.
But they don't shit out of their vagina.
Right, right. So. That's what he's, because it's a different mechanism. Yeah. It doesn't quite.
You obviously underestimate the Germans.
Jaw.
Misunderestimate, to quote George Bush.
You got to wrap sex into politics.
So what's the answer?
To what?
To do you like a big dick in your ass?
You're speaking
or a small
for the gay community. No, not you personally, but for the gay community as a whole, because you're the representative right now.
Oh, because I work for the Rainbow Coalition.
The Louisville Rainbows.
The Louisville Rainbows. Is that a baseball team?
No, it's basketball. You're the starting
basketball.
Small forward.
Oh, damn it! I
it's like the patriarchy for gay guys.
If it was like football, I'd say you'd be like a halfback.
Or bareback, right?
Well, I open that door wide for you, man.
So, was it the back door?
Yeah, it was the back door, yeah.
With anything, it really does depend on, like, somebody's preference. It
okay,
does,
well,
because,
let's frame it a different way.
Some people, you know,
are there dudes,
some people are more sensitive.
Well, are there
you got a lot of nerves down there.
That, like, would be, like, on Plenty of Fish, don't message me if you're, like, over whatever.
Oh, have not been the last time I was on.
Don't be literal. I'm saying, are there guys though that, like, if they got with a dude and they went home together and things started to happen and a fucking python dropped out of the dude's shorts, he'd be like, you know what? I'm out.
I actually know of somebody who that happened to. They had a Grindr hookup and they met up. They were both at the same bar and they had been talking to each other. You know, instant messaging on Grindr. Grindr's a lot like Tinder. It's just a gay version of Tinder. Actually, Tinder's based off of Grindr. So thank gay people.
All the closet homosexuals listening to this right now already know that. But to everyone else.
That's true. And closeted homosexuals are your.
Talking about you, Joel Mingle.
Largest audience. So,
you know, you have a kid. You're not fooling me. Shout out to Joel Mango, but Fuel Neve Ruse.
Yeah,
check him out on YouTube.
My friend like went home with this guy who pulled out a tree trunk, and then he was like, "Nope, you know what? I'm done," and walked away.
Was it like the fucking ants from Lord of the Rings?
I don't know. I wasn't there. He didn't take pictures of it. I know we live in the digital age, but he didn't like post Facebook.
I call
pictures.
This tree beard.
A wizard should know better.
But yeah, I mean, it does. That does happen where it's, you know, too big is too big.
Too big. I like that. Okay. Back to the matter at hand.
Back to big government.
Back to big government.
Too big is too big.
I already know that I probably have made some people mad because they're going, how could you ever let Donald Trump be president? Like, I mean, that's what fucking Young Turks is fucking talking about every time I fucking see it.
Right.
And I don't, here's for a very long time, we as voters for the, if we're lucky, 65% of people vote down to like even sometimes there's been 50% of the fucking voting population vote. We have went with the idea of it's better to take the person that's not as bad as the other person.
The lesser
of two evils.
And we also, as Democrats, not that I'm really identifying myself as a Democrat, but as people who traditionally vote Democrat have voted in these neoliberals because that is the lesser of the conservative nightmare that they perceive to be a conservative nightmare.
Well, yes. And I think
it's not working.
It doesn't work. And one of the reasons for that is, on the whole, going back to the previous conversation, but on the whole, there we go.
I was back into serious mode,
thanks,
man.
Yeah.
Take a second.
But on the whole, over the past,
who do you think likes anal sex more? Michelle Obama.
Donald Trump is totally into pegging.
Well, sure.
Just I'm calling
you're
it right
taking
there.
Away my. You're taking away my.
I took your thunder.
You took my thunder.
Chocolate thunder.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Of all of the women involved in the current race, that includes, so I'm saying it that way because it includes Hillary instead of just the women of the guys
so
running.
So even Carly Fiorina?
Not currently running.
Okay.
So Donald Trump's wife, Hillary Clinton, Jane Sanders, and I guess just does the guy from Ohio have a wife?
Kasich?
I don't know who his wife is anyway, so let's
I don't know.
But you know what? For fun, let's include Miss Cruz. Mrs. Cruz. Okay. Who do you think is the more depraved in the sack, in a not sexist way?
Because you know Cruz's wife.
I was totally going to say the same thing. I bet.
And I'll tell you why. Because anybody that has to have sex with Ted Cruz is depraved.
Well, that too. But I just kind of envision him as being into like some.
Can
really
you imagine his O
shit.
Face? I'm just saying. Can you just imagine his O face? That's.
It probably looks the same as
it
his
probably
other face.
Does.
You know, Malia Trump is European though, so I you, bet she does anal on a regular.
She's Ukrainian.
Basis.
Yeah, they're into some. They have some hefty.
And, you know, I bet Hillary Clinton pegs Bill.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, I don't. We know. Bill likes sticking cigars.
Right. I was
going to
say, we know what he likes.
If Hillary was a freak, that would have never happened.
That's true.
If you already got a freak.
Well, rumor is she might be a lesbian. Anyway.
I disagree with that.
No, I don't think she's a lesbian.
Because if she was, she would have supported same-sex marriage 20 years ago.
She would have also been way more likable.
I don't know. I've met
Come on, Ellen DeGeneres?
Really
I would love Ellen DeGeneres to go for president.
She'd be like Ellen. Yeah, she'd be dancing all the time.
No, I've met some really rude man-hating lesbians before.
Oh, they do exist.
And yeah, I was in a boys' town in Chicago about 10 years ago, and me and my friend...
were you? Because that's an interesting neighborhood.
My friend lives up there. American Library Association Convention was up there. My friend lives in
the Library Convention was in Boys Town?
No, it was in Chicago.
Oh.
But my friend lives in Boys Town, and we were like walking around, and we got turned around and stuff. Every lesbian couple we asked for directions, they were just rude to us. They guys were, you know...
Hey,
friendly.
Of course they were.
Yeah. We're busy being lesbians over here,
and I'll say this: if you see like the angry, stereotypical, like bull dyke, like the truck driving women, typically the reason they're like that is because they were molested by a man, and they have such turnoffs towards men that that's their ultimate reaction.
So you
reaction.
Think they're gay because
no.
they were molested?
No, I think they're angry because they were molested.
Okay,
I think they're turned off and angry at men because they were molested. I think people are born gay, honestly.
I think that's most people.
But I think that their predisposition of being lesbian, of having more of a sexually, dare I say, I masculine mind.
I think it's the Japanese. They just
the Japanese, yeah. Of course.
No, I think most for
because
most
of the manga.
I think for most people, it is a this is how I was born.
Yeah.
However, there are people who were molested or something else in their environment happened mm-hmm. to them that did shift them.
It does.
Maybe they would have never have been that way, well, or maybe they were deposed. And, but you know, it's,
there's research to support this too.
Right.
So
I mean, it's like the women that were molested when they were 11 years old and they never change. They are all,
right.
They're 11
exactly.
years old for the rest
right.
of their life.
Or they have the voice of yeah. like an 11-year-old. Right.
Unlike also, Rob Bassard, who does not have the voice of an 11-year-old.
Also, you know, a lot of girls that end up on the pole, you know, they were sexually abused when they were younger, too. You know,
so. And we're talking about politics. Not, so when you say pole, you
I
mean,
don't mean the polls.
Okay, so back to the whole, like, everyone seems to like Obama now. And I'm not saying I don't like Obama. Here's the thing. Obama is only as good as he appears to be based on predecessors.
Yes.
Not because of the president he should be. One of the first things he almost did when he got in office was cut Social Security. It didn't go through because everyone was blocking everything he tried to do anyways. But he tried to do that. He tried to
right.
do it as a compromise.
Well, he starts off with compromises. He doesn't do...
That's a stupid fucking compromise for a Democrat.
It is. And he doesn't do what...
And we need to stop compromising.
He should,
this whole fucking idea that we have to be the ones
low-balling is a bad move. So.
We have to be pragmatic. We have to reach across when they're not doing it.
It's like sales. If you want to sell a great, you got to upsell the items. You have to go top dollar. You got to pitch it high and then expect them to take the next lowest thing, not exactly the most modest. So that's.
Sure, but if the people you're negotiating with pick a spot and they stand there.
Well.
Hold on. If Mitch McConnell says, I'm not going to move from this spot, it's not the Democrats' job to move the entire party to the right.
No,
to
you
try
shove
to meet him.
Mitch McConnell over and kick him to the floor.
Yeah, because he's.
Which I would love to do.
Onto his back. Because he's a turtle.
Because he's a turtle. he can't roll over.
If you came upon Mitch McConnell on his back in the desert, this was
I'd offer him
Blade
salt
Runner.
Water.
Yeah, yeah. And a Blade Runner reference. Okay, so. But anyway, what I was going to say is that this idea of where we're basically just voting in extensions of Bill Clinton at this point. Everyone loves the 90s. Everyone thought it
yeah,
was a blast.
Right.
Everyone was wearing Zubaz and listening to fucking Marky Mark, and it was great. Everyone was making money, you know, except for the people at the very bottom who were getting screwed over big time, but they don't matter. Then, of course, Al Gore lost, and he was just going to be probably about the same president anyways, but
right.
either way, he lost.
And
people
you're,
like
leaving,
to blame.
You're leaving a piece out there, which is Ralph Nader.
Well, yeah, everyone wants to blame Ralph Nader. How about blaming
and I will
the Democratic
say,
Party?
When I was 18 years old, first time voting, Ralph Nader supporter. Of course I would be, right?
Of course you would be, of course. And of course, then Bush gets in office, and then the Democrats throw another fucking just bad candidate at the wall with John Kerry, so Bush gets reelected. And then what do? They bring in as the most establishment candidate out there, and that's Hillary Clinton.
And she lost.
But here's the thing. That's not to say that Obama isn't an establishment candidate either.
Well, he was kind
he
of
was
an
just,
outside.
He was a fresh
semi,
face.
No, he, right. He was he, a fresh face establisher.
Right. He was just new.
Right.
He's still the same thing. And I just think that after a certain point, it's like being addicted to heroin. Like the way
chasing the dragon?
Liberals. No, it's like they... Or not in the but, voting in these people is like methadone. Like, well, it's bad, but at least
we're gonna
on
get
heroin.
Fucked in the ass. But at least
don't
they'll give us Vaseline.
Don't you think though that over the past 30,
I'm
40
saying we
got
to get it out of our system.
We do.
We've got to
no,
fucking go to detox.
Yes,
we've got to let it run its course, and then we've got to stop voting for these horrible, horrible candidates.
And that's why we need to vote for Bernie.
Need to vote for Bernie or not vote for the establishment?
Yes,
Democratic candidate, one or the other.
You know who I'm gonna vote for?
Gary Johnson.
No, I'm going to put this out there right now. I will vote for...
Yourself?
I'm going to vote for whoever someone wants me to. I'm going to sell my vote for sex. All right, here. If you're a hot chick and you fuck me, I will vote forever.
Why don't you,
whoever
some,
you want
there's some
to.
Old ladies right there. Why don't you go tell them?
They're not hot chicks. They're Hillary supporters anyway.
What if they're like super freaky, though? Come on.
Bernie's probably got some of the hotter supporters. And
that's probably true.
Trump's probably got some hot
probably
supporters,
true,
too.
But... yeah, it's like methadone, and it's like, well, it's not great, but it's not horrible either. Well, that's not good.
Culture, a political culture, have shifted the whole political paradigm to the right. And we keep going further right. Even the Democrats keep going further right. And now it's pushed the Republicans to look like fascists. It's absolutely absurd what we've come to. And even before Nancy Reagan passed away, she even said that the current GOP is, and this all started after
Jimmy Carter, because the Democratic Party said, we don't want another Jimmy Carter for whatever reason.
Well, and he's the reason that they're superdelegates, but that's a different story. Yeah,
well, they created the superdelegates because they said, well, we don't want another Jimmy Carter. We don't want another too far liberal candidate. And of course, then they lost the next two elections, right. But, you know, whatever.
Well, three elections, because Ronald Reagan was a two-term, and then George Bush was...
Well, no, they lost 84, and then they lost 88, lost two.
Oh, but yeah.
Because it happened after 80. You know, and when Ronald Reagan saved hostages and all that other shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went on to pee on the floor and forget people's names, and his wife ran the country.
Right.
Conspiracy!
But... You know, it everything has shifted so far to the right, and it's time that we... I don't... When I say we need to go back to being... We need to go to the left, I don't even mean we need to go...
Where the box is. Where all your stuff is.
We need to go to the left.
To the left, to the left.
To the right.
We need to go to the left to where we are now centered, because we are just so far fucking right, it's ridiculous.
What do you mean? Shifting to the right in what way?
The whole paradigm, the whole political paradigm.
Give me specifics.
Democrats and Republicans shifting everything to the left.
What is so right-wing about them?
Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton.
I think kind of what he's getting at is those people don't necessarily represent most Republicans. But the problem is they do right. What we do.
Well, here's the thing.
Democratic Party. They do what we do. They let the people... who shouldn't be speaking for the entire party, speak for the entire party.
Welcome to a republic.
What are some... All right. I guess what I'm trying to ask is how is our society right-wing because of that?
It's not. But our socio-political culture is. Not the whole society. But we have this aspect of our society that has gone so far extreme. Not fully extreme right, but it's shifted to the right, to where we have allowed fascism. We've allowed fascist candidates that we never thought would be possible, that we would have denounced.
I think what he's getting at.
And also, we now have such political commentators and other established candidates where the previous right-wing candidates that are members of the establishment, Bob Dole, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, they're now looking at everything going,
you know, Bob,
we've got to change this stuff.
Bob Dole loves this podcast.
Bob Dole. You can't go wrong with Bob Dole. Let me tell you about Bob Dole.
And correct me if I'm wrong. I think what he's saying is that in a two-party system, the discussion should always be a left perspective and a right perspective, and then you come to the middle.
Well,
shut the fuck up. This is the point I'm making. We don't have that. We have a far right perspective and a center right perspective, and they're always just fighting each other. And even if they do compromise, it's not a middle compromise. All right.
What would you consider a left perspective to be that we should have?
I don't know if I could pinpoint just one, because there's various ones. But if you take Bernie Sanders, for example, who is probably the most far left candidate that we have right now, for an example.
Unless you count Jill Stein.
Right.
But no one's counting
Jill Stein. And she's actually not much further left than he is.
They're pretty close.
They're very close. And if you compare them to how the rest of the world is on left, right, and up-down politics, you can't forget that. Most people tend to forget that one, the up-down part. Jill Stein and Bernie Sanders are more centrist. And we actually have...
Well, they're populist. Their message is a populist message.
Well, not even that, but...
Like, you're a lot of people, if you that would not support either of them, if you say, what do you think about this? Say, that sounds like a good idea. Then they'll say, but it's never going to happen.
People are going to be shocked, and you all will disagree with this, but I'm telling you, it's quantitatively, I can pull up a graph that shows us our major politicians, as far as like most of our presidents, at least some of the ones I can think of that have been on this graph.
On this podcast?
Not this podcast, but
right
on a graph.
Richard Nixon sat right where you're sitting.
A political quadrant.
I'm not a crook.
Political quadrant
said,
graph.
And then he said, I love the gold standard. It was the biggest mistake of my life. And it was like, whoa!
I thought he said he loved the golden girls, especially Betty White.
Well, that's what he meant by the gold standard.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But the political quadrant graph, all of our presidents are actually in the same quadrant as authoritarian, totalitarian dictators, which is...
Well, spoiler alert,
up and right. They're all towards the right.
The people who really run
this
country.
Not really centrist.
I mean, it's the people who really run this country. It's however it is allows them to maintain the control of the country. And that's how it works in this country. Is you kind of have... They seem different.
Right.
These candidates, they seem so different. Like Hillary Clinton seems so different than Ted Cruz, but they're not. They're the exact same person.
Right, they're in the same because they're in the same box. They're in the same quadrant. If you know what I'm talking about, a political quadrant graph.
I know what you're talking about.
You have authoritarian at the top.
Yes.
You have libertarian at the bottom. Then you have right-wing politics, left-wing politics. Bernie Sanders falls into the quadrant of left-wing libertarian. Hillary Clinton, Obama...
Obama!
Kasich, Cruz, pretty much every president we've ever had falls into authoritarian right. But they are in the left, but Obama and Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter, they're in the left and down part of authoritarian right. So I guess, yeah, in that sense, they are, you know, leftists because they're in the left part of authoritarian
okay,
right.
Well, I'm gonna,
but overall...
All right, be quiet.
I was answering his question.
I just cut you off. I have that power. Watch. See what I just did there? It's all me. Just by myself.
The answer? I gave him his answer.
Okay. So in we got to wrap this up. I just want to say that at the very beginning, my whole point was to make the case for burning a bus. And I didn't really do it. I'm going to break it down in about a minute. Donald Trump is not the boogeyman that the Democratic Party wants you to think he is. I'm not saying he should be president. I certainly don't think he should be president. I think Bernie Sanders should be president. But I think Hillary would be a way worse decision in my mind, and I'm going to tell you why. Let's pretend for a second. Hillary Clinton, she wins the nomination, or she becomes president, right?
She wins the general election.
Best case scenario is she gets reelected in 4 years, but let's not go that far ahead.
What's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
Best case scenario.
what's going to happen in the first midterm election if Hillary Clinton is the president?
We'll get the House and Senate. We'll go to Republican control.
Well, it'll just go even more.
It's
going to go even more.
And then you're going to have as much resistance and...
it's going to be worse. But
then what Obama has experienced.
But this whole idea that people think that we're going to somehow get an amendment passed to overturn Citizens United, it's not going to happen.
Not with Hillary, no.
It's not going to happen with Hillary, even though... the argument is, the president doesn't control that. Okay, sure. Whatever. That was me doing a jerk off motion.
Yeah.
Let's say that happens. The Republican Party gets even more stronger hold on the Congress and the Senate. Is Hillary Clinton going to get reelected? I don't know. But if she doesn't,
it depends on how she handles the
reelected.
I don't think she will either. But even if she does, the damage is already done because she's never going to get anything done. Let's say that.
So you're saying she's Jimmy Carter.
I'm saying that this election isn't nearly as important as the election in 2012, and I'm going to tell you why, because it's a census year, okay? 2020 is a census year. That's when the congressional lines could get redrawn. That's where, if the Republicans still have a stranglehold on the Congress, then the gerrymandering is going to get worse, and it's going to set them up for another 10 years of control of the Congress. So we can't really have that happen. They can't have the House and the Senate in 2020. How do we get them from doing that? Well, one way to do it is for a president to get elected that no one likes, even more so than Hillary Clinton, that is on the right, that's going to galvanize the left, that's going to cause the left to win the midterm elections in 2018.
So we need a George Bush Sr. That's basically what you're saying.
But yes, I mean, that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
And then, so they'll take the Congress in 2018. Donald Trump doesn't get reelected in 4 years. We get a Democratic president. Hopefully the DNC will have learned their fucking lesson if Hillary Clinton gets her ass beat in 2016. And they'll put forward a fair election.
Getting rid of superdelegates? I doubt that'll happen.
No, but they won't necessarily sandbag if there's a progressive candidate, sandbag them like they have Bernie Sanders.
Sanderbag.
Listen, if this entire time it had been a 50-50 fair shake between Hillary and Bernie, no fucking shenanigans, plenty of debates,
Bernie would
other
be
stuff. Let's say he didn't win, though. I'd be like, you know what?
No, I guess
people spoke.
I guess you guys know how third-party voters feel.
Oh, yeah. No, I...
third-party doesn't work. No, if we're going to have multiple parties, you have to have four parties.
I used to be third-party.
Third-party doesn't work. I used to be no party at one point. You can't have three parties because the one party is going to be left, and it's just going to pull...
I honestly don't believe in the three-party system. I don't believe in a two-party system. I believe in a multi-party system.
You have to have four parties.
Any party.
You have to have two left parties and two right parties.
There should be any party. This is America, freedom of choice.
But no,
not limited choice.
You have to have a balance in the choices, though. If there's too many parties on one side of the political...
That's too black and white.
Shut the fuck up. If there's too many parties on one side of the political spectrum, the other side is always going to win. I'm sorry.
One of the downsides of having a multi-party system like they do in a lot of European states...
Israel has a multi-party system.
...is that you have to form coalition governments because nobody gets a majority. And, you know, that's problematic, too.
That's an issue with France, actually. That's more of an issue with France. France and Italy right
anyway,
now
but
that,
my point being is you, if you're going to have multiple parties, you have to have the balance so that one just doesn't get away with everything because more people are going to vote for it. Let's say you have one left party and two right parties, and all the conservative voters are split between those
then
two parties. No, they just split between those two parties. The left party is always going to win. If there's two left parties... like we kind of have right now, I guess. But there's two left parties and one right party, and the two left parties are fighting for votes one another, and they split their votes, and then guess what? The right one's going to win. That's how it's going to happen. You have to have balance. If you're going to have multiple parties, you have to have the same amount from one side as the same amount on the other side. And then they can keep all each other in check. And then the stronger candidate will theoretically win. If I have a milkshake and you have a milkshake and I have a straw, you see the straw? And it reaches across the room and drinks your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Mr. Daniel,
I'm finished.